I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. In the novel Temple of My Familiar, Alice Walker mentions an African writer. Most of the time, books and authors mentioned in novels are fictional. I had never heard of Bessie Head, but something in Walker's description piqued my curiosity. A search revealed numerous websites devoted to this important African writer. Bessie Head was born on July 6, 1937, in Natal. Her mother was Scottish, and her father was a black South African. Her mixed-race status subjected her to discrimination by Africans. In January 1956, at the age of 18, Bessie received a teaching certificate and began teaching at the Clare Wood Colored School in Durban. In June of 1958, she resigned to become a journalist. After gaining some experience, she began her own newspaper, The Citizen, which promoted pan-African views. In 1964, she began teaching in Bechuanaland Protectorate in a village called Sorowe. Soon, she began writing seriously. In early 1969, she suffered a mental breakdown and was briefly hospitalized. Surprisingly, this setback had two helpful outcomes. First, the villagers who had resented her now accepted her as crazy and left her alone, and she became calm and creative once again. A novel, Rain Clouds, was published in New York and London, and it received excellent reviews. In a wave of creativity, Bessie began the novel Maru, published in 1971. Maru won numerous awards in Africa and Europe. She had become Africa's first great woman writer. Unfortunately, she suffered another breakdown in late 1971. While in recovery, she started her most difficult book, an autobiographical novel using incidents from her early life as well as her recent nightmares. A Question of Power appeared in October 1973 to immediate acclaim. She died in 1986. A Question of Power, a horrific tale of her breakdowns and hospitalization, was difficult to read, yet I found myself unable to put it aside. This novel is not for the faint of heart. Maru tells the story of an orphan, Margaret Cadmore, discriminated against by the Botswanans who consider Margaret's people, the Masarwa, as, quote, less than human and unable to think and reason, and so stupid the only blanket they have is to turn their back to the fire. In an interview, Bessie said of Maru, "With all my South African experience, I long to write an enduring novel on the hideousness of racial prejudice. But I also wanted the book to be so beautiful and so magical that I, as a writer, would long to read and reread it." Enduring and magical are two apt words to describe this work. Her lyrical descriptions of the people, the village, her friends, and those who opposed her are as memorable as any novel I have ever read. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.